Come on, somebody make some Holy Ghost noise in this place. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Make some Holy Ghost noise in this place. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm talking about our Savior. Amen. I'm talking about our Savior. I'm talking about our Savior. Amen. I'm just not talking about a man. I'm talking about the man from Gilead. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise in this place. I know that y'all ain't good on Thursday, amen. And y'all can't let the itis creep up in this place today, amen. Because we come to give God some praise and be thankful for all that he's done in this place. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You might as well praise them. Somebody scream hallelujah. Come on, somebody scream hallelujah. 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 He's worthy. He is worthy of a praise. I know that he's been good to me, amen. In spite of my circumstances, he's been good to me, amen. I don't know about you, but I come to have church in this place.
The power that I can't explain.
Give the Redeemer, the Lord, a hand clap, yes. Amen. Come on, give our Savior a hand clap, amen. He's worthy to be praised, amen. When I think about the goodness of God and all that he's done, my soul, amen. I don't know about you, but I was down at the Festival of Lights, and I seen a homeless man. And I tell you that you should be thankful that you're not out in the elements, amen. You ain't out there with a cup, amen. Asking for some change, amen. What he should have been asking for, a change, not some change, amen. You know, I should have stopped by and gave him the word, amen, but I just put a pizza in his thing, amen. But come on, we got to understand that we got so much to be thankful about. How much joy do we got, amen? When you think about the goodness of God and all that he's done, in spite of my circumstances, in spite of what I'm going through, in spite of what the bank account looks like, in spite of my living condition, I got the joy of the Lord, amen? The Bible declares the joy of the Lord is my strength. If I got joy, everything else is going to be all right. This thing getting good to me, amen. This is my favorite season of the year, amen. When I think, amen, when I think about the goodness, he didn't have to do it, but he did. And since he did, I'm going to do something now. I'm going to praise him in spite of, amen, in spite of the health condition. You might as well praise him. All night. The Bible said he break it and gave thanks. Now what are you going to break for God to give thanks for? You going to break away from the life that you've been living? Yes. You might as well praise him. Come on, it'll take.
That's what I'm talking about.
I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I gotta praise. gotta get it out. I gotta praise. Might as well praise him. He's worthy in the morning. He's worthy in the noonday. I gotta find out where Judah's at. Because where praise is at, that's where God is at. Yeah. Don't die and go to heaven, because all there's gonna be is praise. Yeah. You might as well praise him. If he's been good to you, if he's been good to you, he's worthy of a praise. If he hasn't done anything else, and if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. And what I mean by that, he sent his son. They stretched him wide and hung him high. And let the blood run down through his thigh. He's been that good. And since he's been that good, I can't leave this mic without everybody giving God some praise in this place. He's worthy of a shout. He's worthy of a dance. He's worthy of a praise. I just wish I had a witness in this place that would share with me the goodness of God and all that he's done for me. When I look back over my life and how the enemy could have took you out and it took me out, he received. He said, this thing's getting good to me. I don't know what you're thankful for, but I'm thankful for being here today. I'm thankful that I didn't die in the service. I thank God that he didn't let me die in the streets. You know where you come from. I don't need to tell your story, but I'm going to give God the glory in this place. He's worthy of a praise. He's worthy of a shout. I just wish I had a deacon and just, I wish I had a missionary that just sang hallelujah. I wish I had somebody that would share and partake of the gospel of God with me. I don't care. I have church all by myself. I know I used to drink all by myself. I can have church by myself. He's worthy of a praise. He's worthy of a shout. I know he's been good. The Bible said he's been good to you. He said, I declare in his word. He said heaven and earth would pass away without a hink of jot would not be true. Somebody need to give God some praise. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the music stopped, but the praise don't have to stop. Hallelujah, glory. Ain't nothing like a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Yes. I come to have church here, amen. Come to give him some praise all by myself. We need to usher in the anointing in this place. What are you thankful for? I'm not thankful for the job. I'm not thankful for the health. I'm thankful for him sending his son for a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Y'all catch that on the way home. Y'all catch that, amen. I'm just thankful for sending his son.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm putting a demand on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Press in this place, Father God.
Yeah.
move like you never moved before. He's worthy. He's worthy. I gotta let this thing go. Getting good to me, Pop. I wish I had a witness in this place. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Joyce, you can just keep praising him. We're going to take this time to give God some praise in this place. We're going to take this time. We're not going to get by church and go home. We're going to have church, then go home. Hallelujah in this place. He's worthy. He's worthy. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, he.
The Redeemer of the Lord. We the redeem, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. 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 This is the place where chains are broken. Hallelujah.
I get joy when I think about. I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get happy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get happy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
You can't know what I think about
what he's done for me.
I get happy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
The light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. The light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine,
let it shine, let it shine.
Jesus gave it to me,
y'all. I'm gonna let it shine.
Come on, Jesus gave it to me. I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine.
I know that everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All in my home,
I'm gonna let it shine.
All in my home,
I'm gonna let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Don't 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 let it shine.
I wanna live.
Don't let it shine.
God can use me anywhere, Lord. Anytime. I want to live, Lord.
God can use me.
Wanna walk so
God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
I'm gonna.
God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
I wanna talk so
God can use me anywhere, Lord.
Lord,
I'm gonna pray so God can use me anywhere, Lord.
Zion is calling us to be a witness. To stand up and let somebody know that Jesus lives. That he reigns forever. He reigns forever.
Zion is calling me.
God is calling from heaven. Can anybody be a witness, Zion?
Is calling me.
You want to stand up and be a witness. is calling me to a higher place of praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
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 It becomes all mushy and mushy. It has no substance, amen. And see, sometimes your fruit get on top of that fruit, and next thing you know, the mush from the peach get on the apple. And we find that the apple is no good, amen. And see, in your cornucopia, you can't put things in there that's going to spoil other things, amen. You can't put a lying tongue with peace, amen. You can't put somebody who shed innocent blood with long-suffering, amen. You got to check your cornucopia at the door sometimes. You got to look and see what's inside of it, amen. But I thank God, amen. I can dump my cornucopia on the Mizbeach, amen. I can go through like I'm counting pinto beans, amen. I wish I had a witness in here, amen. When I would make pinto beans with my dad, he would take the pinto beans, amen, and we would take the bad ones over there and put the good ones over there, amen. And then we'd take all the good ones, amen, and we would discard the bad ones, amen. And sometimes we got to take our pinto beans, amen, out of our cornucopias, amen, and we got to do a self-analysis, amen. We got to find the good bean from the bad bean. You know what I'm talking about. Your cornucopia is on your hip, amen. You got to be able to find the bean that's going to give you a bean, amen. I know I'm preaching right now to somebody in this place, amen. You got to take account of every bean that's in your cornucopia, amen. If your fruit ain't good, get rid of it, amen. If you find yourself carrying bad fruit, discard it into the garden, amen, and get you a rototiller and begin to turn it up the ground, amen. You can take that bad fruit, Elder Tate, amen, and put it with some leaves and some other things, amen, and take you some dung, amen, and take that fruit, I said dung, amen, you know what I'm talking about, amen, and mix it with that bad fruit and put it in your garden, amen, and watch that manure. And see, so many times we got bad manure in our life, amen, and we need to just go ahead and grind it up and put it back in God's garden, and watch what he does, amen. He'll take what God, he'll take what man gave you for evil. He'll bless it, amen, and you'll look back and see your garden, amen, and you'll see you have some peace to pick, amen. But if you just leave out your garden, amen, and let God be the gardener, amen, let him prune off what he needs to prune, amen. See, too many times we're pruning in other people's garden, amen. I'm going to take what Elder White has, amen, and put it in my cornucopia, amen. But you can't take what Elder White has, amen, and put it in your cornucopia. But I'm almost through, amen. But see, if you go with me to Mark, amen, the 15th chapter, in the 37th verse, and it talks about after God has fed the 5,000. And what he did, he took the rest and put it in a basket. And see, so many times after God has blessed you, amen, it's not for you to just discard, amen. We need to live on the overflow, amen. And see, sometimes our cornucopia becomes full, and we can no longer carry it. We have to be able to get rid of what we're carrying to give to somebody else to live off the overflow, amen. And see, so many times that my favorite scripture says in Psalms, the 23rd chapter, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. So every time your cornucopia becomes empty, he will restore it again. Amen. How many believe in the redemptive power of Jesus Christ? Amen. And see, what God takes, he'll replace. Amen. I wish y'all catch that later. What God takes, he will replace. He gathereth a blessing that addeth no sorrow. And see, so many times that things are leaving your life and you begin to cry over it. Amen. But God will replace what he takes, amen. But though, hear what he says here, thou preparest a table among me. He said, I prepare a table before the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over, amen. That's the overflow that I'm talking about. If you turn your cornucopia up, it becomes a cup. And sometimes in the biblical testimony, it says that the cornucopia was the horn. And it said it's the horn of my salvation. It's in Luke somewhere, amen. It talks about the horn of my salvation. And see, so many times we're not living on the overflow.
We're afraid to give of the substance of God what God has given. Keep us going, Brother Vernon, and see what we find that here it says, he anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. How many want to live on the overflow of God? Amen. I don't want to live on just the substance of God. I want to live on the overflow. Amen. And how you live on the overflow is begin to fill your cornucopia full of food. Amen. I wish I had somebody here to know what I'm talking about. Amen. Empty your cup. Amen. So God can fill your cup. Amen. I wish I had somebody here. Amen. But surely in the sixth verse of that chapter, it says, surely goodness and mercy. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And see, some of you can't get there because your cornucopia is full of everything that God doesn't want you to have. Amen. I need you to take your cornucopia. Amen. And ask God to put some long suffering in it. For some meekness and some faith. Amen. Because God's been too good to us. Amen. I heard her say it today. Amen. He's been too good to us. Amen. To not to give God some praise. Amen. He's been too good to you. Amen. It may look like your cornucopia is not full. Amen. But look again. Amen. Look again. Amen. Look what God has done. Amen. He's got you in the land of the living in 2017. Amen. Everybody walked in here, amen. Nobody got brought in here, amen. I don't see anybody with an eye patch on, amen. You may have a hearing aid, but you're still able to hear the word, amen. I know some of you are walking slower. It seems like Father Time has caught up with you, amen. But God is still good. Your cornucopia is still full, amen. As long as it's still full, give out of your increase, amen. Get out of your substance, amen. Put a little praise in your cornucopia, amen. Because the Bible declares God inhabits the praises of his people. And that's one thing that you never run out of is praise, amen. You may run out of a prayer. You may run out of fasting, amen. But you never can run out of praising God, amen. You can praise him in the morning. You can praise him in the noonday. You can praise him in the evening, amen. You can praise him all the day long, amen. I wish I had a church in here, amen, that would go with me, amen, with the cornucopia, amen, and fill it with goodness to God. I wish I had a church in here, amen, would take that cornucopia, amen, and lay it on the Mizbeach, amen. The Bible declares, come taste and see, amen. I wish I had somebody here who want to come taste, amen. He said in his word, thou preparest a table for me. The table has been set, amen. Now you got to come enjoy the feast, amen. The feast of the Lord, amen. You done ate the greens, amen. You done ate the ram, amen. You done ate the corn now. And now that is ready for you, amen. Now some of you got to go back for second servings, amen. But what I like about Jesus, amen, he said you can eat until you're full, amen. He doesn't matter about seconds, amen. You can take thirds, amen. You can take fourths, and then you can lay down and stretch and wake yourself and eat again, amen. You know how we black folks do when the table's cleared and everything's put up. Don't you dare bring nothing else out, amen. But my God's not like that, amen. His refrigerator is always open, amen. It never closes, amen. I said last Sunday, he'll leave the refrigerator light on for you, amen. Every time you open the refrigerator, the light is on, amen. That light of Jesus, amen. Some of you need a little bit more light in your cornucopia, amen. Because y'all don't have what you need to dig down in there. Because sometimes your cornucopia got to pull out some peace, amen. I ain't talking about the peace that shoot heat, amen. I'm talking about the peace of Jesus, amen. Some of you need to pull out some long-suffering, amen. Pull out some meekness, amen. Pull out some gentleness, amen. I wish I had a church in here, amen. Because surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I wish I had somebody in here that knew what I was talking about, amen. Do a self-analysis on your cornucopia, amen. What's in your cup, amen? My brother asked me, was I drinking this Thursday? I said, I didn't change my cup, amen. I haven't stopped drinking. I just stopped what I put in the cup, amen. I'm still drinking, amen, but I'm drinking from a new cup today, amen. I'm no longer drinking that other wine. I'm drinking that new wine today, amen. How many know about the new wine, amen? That new wine, amen. How many want a new wine in your cornucopia, amen? I know we turn up in the world, amen, but turn up in the world started in the church, amen. The toast started here in the church, amen. What's in your cornucopia? Only you know who's in your corner. What's in your cornucopia? You know what you stand in need of. I know that I've been carrying some things in my cornucopia, amen, that's not of God. See, sometimes you got to do a self-analysis. Take your cornucopia and lay it on the Mizbeog and do a little bit of bean counting. Find out what's the good bean from the bad bean. Because, you know, we make those pinto beans. I went to mom's house. I smelled the pinto beans. I looked in the pot. I said, they don't look like the pinto beans you used to make. They look white. I said, Mama, you got some navy beans in here? Because they didn't look like the bean that I was used to. And see, we get so used and caught up to some beans, a replacement just won't do. And then we had my brother in. He's from Uganda. And he said, yo, they got different variation of beans. Well, no, give me the bean with the bag with the man with the little hobo on there. I don't know the name of that bean bag, but I know when I see it in the store, it's like a little man like a hobo. Them the beans, the only one I want pinto beans from, amen. I mean, they smell good, but they didn't look like the beans that I'm used to. And see, Jesus is the bean you used to, amen. You know, a substitute just won't do. You know, I've been being a vegetarian, amen, and I'm eating everything that look like meat, but it ain't meat. I mean, it can smell like it, look like it. It almost tastes like it, but at the end of the day, it's just not me. You know, all that turkey was going on, amen, and all them hams was going. Man, it was smelling good, but I held fast to what I believed in, amen. I'm a vegetarian, amen. And see, that's what's on when the world's going on, everything's smelling good, amen, looking good. It's looking like God, but it's not God. Hold on to what you believe in, amen. Hold on to what you put into your cornucopia, amen. Well, that's not of God. I'm not eating that. And so many times we're eating from tables and putting things in our cornucopias, amen, that's really not good for us, amen. And see, I wanted the chicken. Wanted it, man. Dad, they had grilled chicken. I'm down there. I'm licking my fingers. Wanted the chicken. But I held fast to what I believed in. And today I challenge you to hold fast on what you believe in, amen. If you say that you're a Christian, you're a Christian, amen. Hold fast to what you believe in. You know, don't let nobody else tell you anything else. When I was in college, one of my friends said, hey, let's take this history class. I'm a history major, history of world religion. I said, I don't need that class. I don't need nothing in my spirit that's going to speak contradictory to what God is in me. He took that class, and next thing you know, he was off.